wipes the sweat from his brow and says to his monkey companion, "Phew, that fireball almost got us that time. Let's keep adventuring until we find a genie in a bottle." His monkey companion, Chinky, flips in agreement. The two pals continue to venture until they find this oriental rug. They get on the rug and it whisks them away to a bottle. "Could this be the bottle we have been searching for, Chinky?" Chinky, unresponsive to Aladdin's question, begins to masturbate to calm himself down. Oftentimes, little chimps, when they become nervous, they masturbate. Wow. This helps them calm their nerves. Because Chinky almost got killed by a fireball, he must do this. Oh, God. Aladdin rubs the bottle and out pops Robin Williams. "Oh my," says Robin, "you must be my new master. This is great." Robin then disappears and reappears, but this time he's dressed in a waiter's outfit with a pen and a pad in hand. "Now, sir, I must take your three wishes. Do you want to hear today's special?" "That's okay," says Aladdin. "I think that I am ready to order." "So be it." Aladdin thinks for a moment and then starts speaking. "My first wish is that I could be constantly horny. My second wish is that I could do whatever I want in my sex life and not get AIDS and die. My third wish is that I am a woman." This brings a grin to Robin's face and he says, "Your will must be done, sir. But I must mention that when I grant a wish, it becomes twisted, so these may not be what you expect." Aladdin smiles, "Twisted like my sexual fantasies." Broom-psh. Flashes of light occur everywhere, and suddenly Aladdin becomes sleepy. He collapses to the ground, only to later awaken in an alleyway. Slowly his memory returns, and he dismisses it all as a crazy dream and a dismissal, which he soon discovers to be a mistake. He caresses his chest, only to find two somewhat large breasts. "Mmm," he moans. His hair is a long, luxurious black now, and he runs his hands through it. He remembers his other wish, which... nice moaning. His other wish was to be horny all the time, and he almost regrets making it. He knows he will be out of control, but he cannot help to be excited, for one of his greatest fantasies as a male was to experience the multiple orgasms of a woman. "Oh God, I am going to be such a dirty whore," says Aladdin. Aladdin quickly moves his hand. Dirty whore, dirty whore. Aladdin quickly moves his hand down between his legs, expecting to find a vagina. It's important to notice that vagina is capitalized for some odd reason. Anyway, instead he finds this cock still intact. No, this cannot be.
Dun dun dun!
He rises to his knees, but his legs are weak, spelled W-E-E-K, not W-E-A, W-E-E-A, whatever, spelled wrong anyway, from horny. He finds a towel in the garbage in the alley and stumbles out to the daylight. Standing in front of him are four very large, very endowed African-American men. Their impressively large cocks begin to come even more impressively large as they turn Aladdin around and throw him to the ground. He lands on his knees and yells, "No, I am not a guy. What are you doing?" One Afro-American replies, "Not with those tits, you aren't." Aladdin's towel falls off and he finds that his anus is self-lubricating itself, already anticipating what is to come. His cock begins to pour forth semen and he has an orgasm. The men laugh. "What a dirty whore you are, Aladdin. Now we will infect you with the AIDS virus." Aladdin smiles, knowing that he is impervious to such disease. He lays his head sideways on the ground, on top of his arms, arches his back, and points his moist ass into the air. Oh, that's fucking hot. "I am a virgin, but I want you to fuck me so hard. I want you to I want to feel your dicks deep inside me. I want to feel them in my stomach. I want you to jizz inside me, and I want to crap the jizz out onto my hand and then eat the jizz. Then, after I am covered in semen and sweat and AIDS, I want you to piss all over me and clean me off. The Afro-American men fulfill Aladdin's request only instead of peeing on him, after each one of them ejaculates into Aladdin's ass, they proceed to urinate in it. Aladdin yelps, "I am so fucking full with semen and urine. It hurts. It is going to escape." Aladdin quickly lies on his back and lifts his legs into the air. He brings his knees over his face so that his cock is now hanging down in front of him. He begins to release the urine and semen all over himself, all over his new tits, into his hair, into his mouth. He then begins to ejaculate into his eyes. I don't even know how that's possible. Now blinded and weak with orgasm, he stumbles back out into the street. He feels himself being picked up and thrown into a limo. He cannot see, but he can feel a sharp prick in his arm. He soon falls asleep.